With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You had a tweet about the Iron Bills champion with your belt this offseason. Tell us a little bit about that. Like, what went into that and why were you the champion?
I think I was the champion because I lost a lot of weight this offseason, and it turned into muscle. So I felt like it showed the coaches, the coaches that I was working hard this offseason, sending in videos, squatting and running up a hill, and just working hard. And the team and the coaches told me I won.
Levi just said he gained 10 pounds of muscle. Can you give us an idea of, like, are you is your playing weight up or down? Is it more muscle? Obviously, you know, can you just give an idea of where you are right now?
Oh no, playing weight, it's comfortable, but I'm low under my weight, so that's a plus.
Thank you.
Hey, Quentin, it's Josh Reed here. You know, we've heard Mitch Morris and John Feliciano several times last year referred to you as the smartest offensive lineman they've ever played with. And that was year one in Brian Daboll's offense. What's the transition been like to year two, having a year under your belt in that offense?
It's great. Like, we, like, as a unit, we work together while we're on the field. So, like our coach told us, like, one out of five got to know the code word, whatever, and the place, and we just communicate. Like, one person, everybody know, but one person said faster. It translated down the line, and then we just get on the same page and work out our IDs and who we work to.
Thanks, Quentin. Appreciate it.
Big Q, Mookie Hawkins, Waffle Sports 1080. What's good?
How you doing?
Happy belated birthday, by the way, man.
Thank you, man.
You know, but this is diving in. Last year, Mr. Undrafted, no sacks. How do you duplicate a season like that? And how has offensive line coach Bobby Johnson been instrumental to your success?
Like, he taught me a way how to make sure I'm inside out the pocket. Like, he made me, I can be aggressive with the set. I can get on them. I can jump on them before they get moving on and all that. So it's a big key that he taught me that way. And instead of me just sitting back and letting the defense get the edge and the footwork, the speed, and get a chance to bull rush. And so he just told me how quick I can just get on them and stop all that, because they're not going to run through me. So if I move my feet, put my hands on them, it's over right there.
And the continuity with the O-line, everybody's back with the exception of John Feliciano. What's the expectation out of the O-line this year?
We got the same model, like, from when I first came here, competition. Like, they bring people in, they get rid of people. And, like, camp is a way you show what you have. Like, that's why I really like Buffalo. Like, when I first came in, they told me straight up, nobody job safe. We plan the best. So, as a coming undrafted, that's all I know. It's competition, so it's just a chip on my shoulder, and that's the reason why I really came back here, because it makes you get better every year, because you know they bring guys in for competition every year, so you can't go all season and do what you want to do and lose a step and something like that. You always got to remember, camp is competition, no matter what.
Absolutely. Hey, we're glad to have you back, and good luck this year.
Thank you.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning, Quentin. George Redney, Challenger Community News. Question for you. Do you, with the not getting pads until next week, it seems like, do you like that aspect where it saves your body a little bit more? Or do you like the regular traditional? Because I know you play very physical. You're a physical player. You like to hit.
Yeah, it really don't matter when, because that should be just natural. Like football, you know, it's a physical sport. So either way, but due to what's going on, We got to wait. So when it, we know when the pads come on, everybody going to have that energy and they're going to be fun out there.
Great. And how's the continuity going with the line, getting together and learning each other's moves and getting ready for this upcoming season?
It's like same as last year. Like how I like the way how Bobby do his, how he do the rotation. He pit different guys in different spots, and you get used to, like you got to get used to different people because you never know what might happen. Like somebody go down, somebody got to come in. You got to make sure you got that relationship with that person too. So I like how he just flip people side to side. You have a different part and do individuals and you do stuff like that to get the timing with a new guy. You never know what happened.
Great. And what's your goals for this last question for you, for me? What's your goals for this coming season?
My goal individuals is the same as last, zero sacks and get better in the run game for real. But team goal, we just need to win, like win. And winning is everybody happy. So whatever we got to do to win, I'm willing to do it.
Beautiful. Thank you, Quentin. Good luck this season.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, Quentin, I really like that birthday hat that you rocked this past week. I want it for myself now. What are your impressions of some of the new offensive players on this team? Steph Diggs, Zach Moss. I mean, I know you guys are just really in walkthrough and putting the pads on soon, but how do you think they're going to add to this offense this year?
That's a big. They're going to add a good deep threat and good running for real. Because Stephon Diggs, you know how he was. You've seen him in with the Vikings, so you know what you expect from him. And I, when Zach Moss, when he got drafted, I saw his highlight tape. I'm like, oh yeah, he run physical, and I like that. Like he's not scared to. Like run somebody over and he gonna run them over and I seen it. And matter of fact, today I asked him, I was watching film. He had a run play and there was two linebackers in the hole. I said, what would you have did? He said, I would have scored. I said, yeah, I like the attitude right there. Just let him know that I'd be watching film on everybody.
I like it. We just had Levi Wallace on, and he said there's a new vibe to this defense because it's year three. A lot of them return in year three. A lot of the starters are back on this team. Some new faces who are going to add to this defense. Do you see anything different about them as you guys are lining up against each other in the last couple weeks?
Yeah, I see our defense been great since I've been here, and the year before I came in, it was great. So They just keep building it, adding pieces, they're getting stronger, and they're getting faster. And then most of the players over there was in the system, so they know what it is. So it's not like it's going to be a step faster now. When they get the calls out, it's going to be quicker. Everybody's going to be on the same page. And you can tell right now, you can tell how they focus out there, how they run into the ball and all that. So I'm pretty excited to see what the defense can do this year.
Appreciate it, Quentin.
You're welcome.
Hey, Quentin, John Scott here. We've asked a lot of the guys their observations of Josh Allen and asked them if there's anything that stood out about steps forward he's potentially taken, albeit in short time with you guys all being together. From your perspective, how have you seen Josh maybe operate or things that are different and the steps forward he's taken?
Like I seen Josh grow a lot. Like this year, like the situation, I seen him have all the receivers together. They throwing the ball and like in a different area, getting work in with new receivers, the old players and people coming from injuries and stuff like that. I'm like, that was great. And then Josh just a worker himself. Like he's a warrior. Like, I see it in the weight room. I see him when we run it. He's just a different guy. And I go to war for that.
And some fans say, well, okay, it's great if he's a great leader and guys like him, but how does that affect it? The way he throws the football, which is what a lot of outsiders think is the most important thing. Why does that stuff as a teammate matter to you and make everyone better?
I can't speak on like the way he like throws. That's not my position. I just block for him. So that you got to deal with the coach with all that. But me as a protection, like I protect Josh. And if he get the ball to the receiver, it's a great play. Like we all celebrate it's exciting when he can make plays.
Thanks.
Hi, Quentin. Jay Skursky with the Buffalo News. You've spoken openly about how coming to the Bills last year, you really didn't have a lot of other options in free agency, and that they were maybe one, you know, maybe the only team that had reached out. Have you had a chance to reflect back on that to where you are today? And you're coming off a strong season. You've gotten some financial security in the form of a 3-year contract, and maybe just how much different this offseason has been and what that journey has been like for you.
Yeah, it was a different offseason for me. Like this year I had money to provide for a shelf, the weight room I had to get and put in the garage. I had like for trainers and stuff. Like I compliment my friends for being there with me every day, working out with me, pushing me. Like, soon I won the Iron Bear Award. I hit all my dudes up, sitting in the picture, and said, thank you, because without y'all, I wouldn't have did it, because y'all came here and pushed me every day, every morning, and every afternoon to run. So I gave credit to them.
Did you treat yourself to anything when you signed that new deal, other than, you know, some workout equipment? Did you get anything that you were maybe had your eye on?
No, see, everybody thought I bought the Rolls Royce truck when I got the deal, but I bought that before I got the deal because I had player performance. I collect my player performance. I always treat myself to a gift after my player performance, and that was my gift.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.